What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's not comedy.
It's not going to be a podcast. It's going to be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Just the boys.
Cracking a cold one. Couple of fellas.
Cracking a cold lemonade.
Yeah.
Like a pussy on a Sunday.
Cold Coke.
Yeah.
After yesterday.
Yeah, I didn't have too big of a day, but went over to Bradley's for his birthday barbecue.
Mm.
Cunt didn't even play any tunes.
Yeah, I know.
Whole time. Just all of us sitting around talking shit.
Yeah.
You weren't doing much talking.
Yeah, I was a little bit, how are you going? I started before we got there.
Yeah.
So I was me and Broden.
A couple of Benjamins.
Yeah. Fucking, how you going?
Yeah.
Hello, Mr. Universe. You're pretty wide.
Yeah, no, it was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't have to one up every story that got told.
Yeah.
Just sitting there going, oh, fuck.
I only Mitch dozed once, and then I got real self-conscious and didn't do it again.
Extremely aware of it. Just going, fuck.
I Mitch dozed, and then the story went nowhere, and I went, all right, that's enough from me.
Well, this looking spooky in the club.
Yeah, dude.
That was good last night.
Yeah, I heard.
Who was it? It was Matty B was on. Who goes, oh, is that for Halloween? Like at the end of the show? What did you think it was for?
Well, it's hard to know when it's Halloween if you don't know what month it is.
Yeah. There was a couple of riffs on it.
Yeah.
I think Elliot was riffing that it was his grandma that was dead. That's not your grandma, Elliot. That's way too big of a skeleton to be part of your hierarchy.
Isn't his dad like a fucking huge firefighter?
No, he's just a firefighter. He's not huge.
He's a real man, though.
He is a real man.
Yeah. As opposed to us in the arts.
Yeah, it's a bit gay.
Yeah.
Being in the arts.
Yeah.
I'm loving it, though.
It opens doors.
Yeah.
Not sure if you want to open those doors, but it opens them.
Doors to like a ditty party.
Yeah, dude.
It'll open some of them doors.
Yeah, you reckon that One Direction guy was fucking part of that? He would have had to be.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe that's why he did it.
Maybe he took one erection. Joel got up and did jokes about him. What's his name?
I fucking don't know, don't care. Everyone's all fucking upset about it. I'm like, oh, yeah.
I can't fucking remember it. It's been everywhere, but it's just one of those things. My brain just hasn't soaked that up.
Apparently he was acting erratically beforehand. Like CCTV footage of him in the hallway.
Probably on drugs.
Yeah. It's usually how you take a gutser out of a third story window. It was only a third story.
Yeah.
Like, I'd die too. I'm not saying...
I mean, most people
would. But, like, if it was if it was actual suicide, you wouldn't take the gamble on a third story because that's either, like, death or severely maimed. So...
Yeah, if you're going to kill yourself, you kind of want to make sure that you're doing the job right.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd go to, like, a national park somewhere nice.
Yeah.
Went out to Armidale. There's some real nice scenic... viewpoints out there. I was like looking down like, this would be the place, I reckon.
Yeah, fuck, dude. I honestly, not my luck, I'd jump and I wouldn't die. I'd hit some fucking outcrop or something, just break just three legs. Mangled. Yeah, just mangled and then die 3 days later.
Yeah, what's that show where the dude's like, is he mountain biking? I don't know. He's like, gets his arm caught in the rock and he has to saw it off.
Yeah.
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 That had happened. Then you come back one-armed Mitch.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't believe what happened.
They were like, he cut his arm off and then they were like, yeah, we were nearly there.
Yeah.
We were looking for you if you'd waited another day. But, all right. It's not like he knew they were coming.
Yeah,
he's
exactly.
Like, hold up, boys. I've got something to do real quick.
Yeah.
Did it with a pocket knife.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, getting through the bone would be the hard part.
He broke it. So he snapped his arm.
Yeah.
And then sawed through.
What a fucking mad cunt.
Just.
You just have to be like so delirious from like the hunger and the thirst.
Yeah.
You're just like, yeah, fuck this. Because isn't it like wolves and shit, when they get their leg caught in a trap, they'll like chew off their own leg to get out of it?
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. Mm. Yeah.
So he's just like a rabid dog, just like, fuck this, snap my own arm.
Yeah.
You wouldn't go for like the elbow and just go through the joint there?
Yeah, I wouldn't personally.
A chicken.
Yeah, fuck. Just the whole idea of, like, did he fall and then it gets stuck, or did the boulder shift and he got stuck?
Don't know. I was really high when I watched that movie.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not a movie you want to watch high.
Mm-mm. No. There is a good soundtrack to it, though.
That's yeah,
I was, like, paying the most attention to. Yeah. I'm like, this soundtrack actually slaps. It's pretty good.
Mm. I suppose because it's filmed in a hole, you've got to sort of bring something to the table.
Mm. What an easy movie to film. Like, it's just one location, really.
Yeah, but I bet it was a cunt, like every movie.
I think they had heaps of dream sequences and weird shit going on there.
Yeah.
To, like, you know, you can't just be looking at a dude on a rock. He's, like, tripping balls because he's dying.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
I watched a movie where it's based on a true story. It caught me in the first 5 minutes because it was full frontal nudity of the chick.
Yep.
I was like, all right, well, I'm sticking around
for
this.
I'm invested now.
Yep. I've seen this lady's pussy.
Bush? No bush?
Bush.
Oh, fuck.
But trim bush.
Yeah, trim bush is good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a classy lady.
I reckon that's the new age, 2024, year of the bush.
You reckon they're bringing it back?
I reckon they're bringing back the bush.
I hope Tanya doesn't.
You're not about the bush?
I don't actually care that much.
Yeah, okay. The bush is good.
Bush on top's fine.
Yeah, yeah. You don't want like hair in the hole.
Yeah, no.
You want, like, bush on top. Like,
yeah, bush on top's all right.
Yeah, a nice muff.
Yeah.
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 Something to rest your head on if you need a break.
Yeah. Something to floss with when you're done.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this movie was about a couple that got left behind when they were scuba diving.
Yeah, right.
So some fucking bloke, he came back onto the boat.
Where was this?
Asia somewhere, probably Thailand. Yeah. You know. So what they did is they had, instead of names, they had just numbers and like a checklist. Mm. So as one person climbs onto the boat, he puts a little... like a fucking cross down. All right, sweet. And then old mate changed his mind. He's like, oh, actually, I'll go back in the water because someone else came back. He's so like, oh, well, you can, again. Yeah, you can finish off my oxygen.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, really? Thanks, man. So he jumped back in and then he jumped back out and they marked off two extra people.
Mm-hmm.
So then they're off having, this couple are off and then the boat just leaves. It's like, oh, yeah, we've got 13 people back. Sweet, we're all good.
We've got the 13 people, time to leave.
Yeah, no roll call. Like, just, cool. No, like, secondary head check. Like, all right, we've got 13 people on paper. Let's do a quick head count.
Yeah, see if we've got 13 in the
boat. No, fucking full power. Yeah. See you later. So then they pop up and they're left in the middle of the ocean, no boat around.
I got to get home, make a pet to you.
Yeah. And they're like, just treading water for hours and hours and hours. And then the sharks eat them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool movie.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah. Did that actually happen?
Yeah. Based on a true story.
Nice.
The bloke got eaten first. The chick survived to the end because, I don't think it actually probably happened that way.
Mm. Yeah, you would think if you had like all the gear, you'd probably have to dump that. You got
that's what they did. Yeah. Like they dumped the weight belt and. Tubes and all of that, so it's just them and. But I don't know. Like I'd try and fucking swim.
Mm.
Like just.
Well, you're in the middle of the ocean, aren't were they?
Yeah, but even then, like, I suppose you don't know what direction. No, you've got compasses because you want to be know what direction you're traveling underwater. Surely.
Oh, if it's like a tourist thing, they probably don't.
Not.
They probably just chuck you in the water.
Yeah.
Have fun.
I can see you later. Yeah.
Fuck that.
Yeah, what do you do? Like, fuck.
It's like people that fall off a cruise ship. You're just fucked.
Yeah.
Like, even if it's the middle of the night and you, like, fall off and they're like, oh, they just fell off, like, right then. It's so hard to find you.
Yeah. Nah. There was a couple having a fight and the lady was really fucking like, she really liked to ham it on. So anyway, they had one of the outside rooms and she was on the outside of the railing talking about killing herself. Then she slipped.
Yeah.
So he fucking dove in.
Jenny and Forrest Gump.
Yeah. Well, she he dove in after her. He dove in after her. And they're like, oh, yeah, they're having a fight. And like, yeah, at least they spent their last, like, few hours together.
Oh, you'd be so pissed.
You'd be fucking the entire time. I'd drown her then and there.
You dumb cunt.
Yeah, you dumb cunt.
What have you fucking done to us?
And also, I'm a dumb cunt because I jumped off as well. Like,
yeah, that's the biggest dumb cunt move. Like, yeah, just let her go, bro.
Just.
I learned that lesson this year.
Well, also.
Just let her go.
Maybe that's the move, though, because you can't just be like, oh, yeah, she fell out.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah. There'll always be that
jail forever.
Yeah.
Nah, she fell, bro.
Yeah, she fell. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just like old mate.
What happened? Well, we were having a relationship-ending fight.
William Payne.
The neighbors could hear the screams coming out. Yeah. Fuck that.
You reckon there should have been someone next to Liam Payne? Jumped with him? Reckon he got pushed? Or do you reckon it was like a... was it Cat Williams talking about like some other actors in Hollywood, how they're like out on the street naked screaming? He's like, they're all trying to fucking kill me.
Dude, it wouldn't...
It's had a psychotic break.
It wouldn't
surprise
me. It
wasn't Cat, but he was talking about some other actor.
Yeah.
I can't remember who it was.
There's 100% like fucking bribery rings in there.
Mm.
I was watching a YouTube thing where they were like, they're getting all like these YouTube influencers when they first started taking off. And they like brought them around for like an Illuminati party.
Yep.
And then like they get you on film doing all this fucked up shit.
Yeah, nice.
And then just use it against you. And this guy didn't go into the final room. He was like, no, I'm not doing it. So like, fuck off then. So then they kicked him out and then he just looked through the window at the last room and he could see what was going on and he was like, all right, well, whatever. Didn't realize, well, probably should have thought, but he didn't realize that he was also being watched on CCTV, so they saw that he saw. So they started like fucking
with him.
What
was in the last room? They were just banging kids.
I think they were like, they were fucking, like you were just getting fucked or you're sucking some dude's dick or whatever.
Oh, so just a regular Friday night.
Yeah. In terms of like, oh, that's the career ending thing. I'd probably just come out and be like, yeah, they took me into this room and they blackmailed me and told me if I sucked one dick, I'd get everything I ever wanted. What would you do?
Yeah.
You'd suck the dick.
So anyway, I started sucking and fucking.
Yeah, so I started sucking and fucking. You're going to use that against me.
I don't want to work a 9-to-5.
Like, yeah. I wanted a fucking Ferrari, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, that's if why you're we not... don't have access to the club.
Yeah.
So it's no fun if they want to do it.
Yeah.
It's only fun if we force them into it.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, if you're not willing to suck a dick, did you really want that Ferrari to begin with? Yeah. Like, that's... It separates the men from the boys, you know?
Yeah, fuck. That would be so funny if, like, everyone that owns a Ferrari has had to suck a cock together. Changes your view on people with sports cars.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
I think they were cool, but now I just think, what a faggot.
Yeah.
How many dicks did you have to suck?
Yeah. There's a fucking... It's like,
makes me feel better about not owning a Ferrari, that's for sure.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. They release a new model and they're in the factory. It's like, oh man, this is gonna get so many dicks sucked. Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah. So anyway, they started fucking with this dude. So he had like a dodgy lock on his apartment and they just fixed the lock. So like,
yeah.
And then his gear shift didn't work in second. And they like fixed his gearbox for him. And, like, all of this stuff that's, like, on, like, it's not that bad, but you're like, oh, okay.
They have, like, access to you.
They've got access to my apartment.
Yeah.
They've got access to my car. And then the guy he went with, he said, like, the guy just completely ghosted him, wouldn't talk to him after that. And then a few days later, after they're fucking with him.
Of course. Why would he want anything to do with you? And if you signed up for that party, you knew what you were getting into. Why are you not going into the last room?
Well, it was supposed to be seven stages of hell. That was what the party theme was. Mm. And then on the last door, they make you swear on your version of the Bible.
Right.
Like, so if you're Muslim, you swear in the Quran, Jewish Torah or whatever.
Jewish, you swear on a stack of coins.
Yeah. 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 And so you had to swear. And then he got to the last door and wouldn't give him the oath. So
right.
Fuck off.
Yeah. Yeah, that's still gay as hell. Like you did the other six rooms of hell.
Yeah.
At this point, it's like Fear Factor. You're like, really, you've done all the other shit? You're not going to eat a horse dick for 200 grand?
Yeah, exactly.
Just do it.
Yeah, just do it.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Unless it was something like you'd at least go in there and have a look. And then if it's like, you have to like murder a baby, but we're not going to give you a weapon. You just have to bash it to death with your fists. You'd be like, actually, I'm out. Keep the Ferrari.
Well, you get the one guy, like, they give you a weapon. He's like, do I have to use a weapon?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, can I just use my car?
Can I just use another baby to kill this baby? Like, oh, you're going to fit right in, dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what I'd do in that situation. I definitely fucking, because I'm not religious, I'd be like, oh, whatever. Like, I swear on the Bible, I'll go in.
Yeah.
And then there's just like three dudes with their dicks out. And you're like, oh, no. Oh, no.
Who's first, fellas?
Yeah.
Jamal? God damn it. I knew you wanted to go first.
Yeah.
Don't ease me into it or anything.
Yeah. They're like, oh, yeah, we're gonna fuck you. Like, oh, God damn it. Shit. I knew I should have listened to that pussy outside who wouldn't come in.
Yeah.
And they're all watching him do it. Like, all watching him, like, be like, no, no, like, fucking idiot. And then they walk in.
Yeah.
Like, oh, no, now I got to suck a dick.
Mm. Oh, well.
So, who do you reckon's going to be on this Diddy list?
Oh, I got no idea, man. I don't really give a fuck. Like, yeah, they're all in the fucking... The whole same group of fucking weirdos.
Yeah. Jay-Z's, they've already got a video of Jay-Z, like a photo of Jay-Z on CCTV at one of the parties.
Yeah, heaps of people went to those parties.
Yeah.
It would have been fucking crazy.
Yeah, it would have been fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Apart from all the kids. Let's draw the line there. Like, apparently they were bringing kids around and stuff, but
that's what they do, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like, there's nothing else to do. Have you fucked a kid? Even that'd get boring.
Yeah.
Eventually. You're like, I've had every type of child. Didn't South Park do that with the Adventure League? They went around the world like fucking all the different types of kids from different races. Or it was like the Super Adventure League. I don't know. I can't remember. It's been a while. But yeah. Like, you would just get bored of it.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm so over children. Can I have a granny this week? Because you can just have whatever you want. Like, anything that you can think of, you can have. Unless you're like Elon, he has like autism. He's like, I don't really want to fuck anything. I just want to build rockets and dig holes.
Yeah. He was fucking Amber Heard.
Yeah.
He's fucking...
Yeah, and she probably fucking put things in his ass and shit on his bed and did all that. And then he went, you know what? It's going to go back to the rockets, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Imagine what their fights would have looked like.
Mm. I'm surprised he hasn't invented like a crazy train yet. I thought that would have been like on his first list of shit to do.
Well, he's building tunnels.
Yeah.
So maybe that'll be it.
Mm.
He'll just have some fucking crazy electric train underneath and it'll be traveling without... They probably like depressurize the tunnel or something like that to reduce wind drag.
Mm.
Some fucking crazy shit.
That'd be cool. I want the super train, Elon. Get on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Super. Unlike the Diddy Party super train, which is a different
type of thing. Yeah. Fuck, dude. So how's your comedy life been going, man?
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, went out to Dunny Doo the other week. That was fucking sick. keep telling everyone half the town turned up.
Yeah.
Yep, 30 people.
Yeah, fuck, dude. Dunedoo is like a famous country town too.
Yeah, I don't know why. There's fucking nothing there.
Yeah.
Literally nothing.
Yeah.
You can walk the whole street in like 10 minutes, the main road, and that's it.
Yeah.
There's just that and some fucking houses, and then everyone lives on properties and shit, do a bit of farming. There's just nothing going on there.
Yeah.
They don't have a doctor. They don't have a dentist. I was like, I can fucking tell. You cunts have teeth that look like mine. They're fucked. No brothel. So if you want to clean up, start that in Dunedoo.
Yeah, fuck.
You get in on the ground floor.
Yeah, but then you got to import a bunch of Asians.
Oh, or you can just do the sucking and fucking.
Yeah, suppose there's no options. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck.
Yeah, it was pretty hectic. It was just one of those gigs where you're like, these fuckers have never seen comedy, really. Mm. Like, been to a live show at least.
Yeah.
And, yeah, bunch of oldies. They were not fucking loving it at the start. Ben jumps off the stage and, like, no one wanted to sit up the front, so he gets off the stage. He's got a wireless mic.
Yeah.
Just goes up and starts, like, crowd working tables and shit, walking around, terrifying people. Does, like, 20 minutes up top. It was good, though.
Yeah.
It was just like, well, you're a part of the show now.
Yeah.
So they felt included. And then he, brings me on. I'm just doing bits, just eating dick. It's like, this is fucked. But it was, like, an all right set. I was getting some laughs, but there was a lot of just, like, they were just politely, like, smiling, just being like, yeah, that's funny. You can tell they're just thinking, like, oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
But they're not actually laughing out loud.
Yeah.
So they're just like a fucking country sort of thing. They're just like, we don't show emotions out of you, mate.
Yeah.
I haven't been happy in years.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there was a bit of that. I ended up doing like 20 minutes, which was fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Just eating ass for 20 minutes.
Who was it? It was you, Ben,
and Luke. Joel?
Oh, Luke.
Yeah.
How'd Luke go?
Fine. Did his time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just playing the hits.
Yeah.
Getting some laughs, but just not getting a whole heap.
Yeah.
It's like, and it was fine. Ben got up at the end.
We went. So he opened and closed.
Yeah. He opened with just crowd work.
Yeah.
Didn't do any bits. Was just chatting to people and, yeah. Which is a good way to do it, honestly.
I think that's,
but
yeah.
You need to do it like, I don't know. It depends on the fucking setup and shit, obviously. But if you could do a couple of bits, Benny, next time, that'd be nice. Bring me up cold to nothing.
Yeah.
It's just like, this guy fucks. Oh, look at these old Sheilas. I'd root you. Anyway, here's Ethan. And I'm like, I want to kill myself. I'm like, we don't talk about that early, mate.
Yeah. It
happens too often.
Yeah, yeah, we're a majority of the statistics country Australia. So.
Yeah, yeah. I did that joke about blowing my own head off and they were like, whoa, too close to the bone there, champ. Fair.
Yeah.
Yeah, Daryl did that last week.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, it was good. I'd fucking happily do it again.
I reckon those towns are probably the way to go. Especially for guys at our level. Get like three or four of us together.
Yeah. Send a bunch of white retarded dudes out there.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about this. They were talking about their bakery or something.
Mm.
And they were like going on about how it's like still owned by white people. And how the bakery in Maryworth isn't as good. And I was like, what, because the Asians are running it? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, they're taking over, aren't they? Yeah, yeah. Just started leaning into it. And they're all like, yeah. I was like, fuck. I could be mayor by the end of this set.
Fuck.
The mayor of Dunedoo.
Did you tell them how you hated the Merriwell Bakery?
No. No, we stopped on the way in. And I was like, yeah, had a fucking nice pie. They were actually better this time.
Yeah.
It was a good pie.
Yeah, sick.
It wasn't a sloppy fucking mess.
Yeah,
like the other one I had.
You got let down last time, didn't you?
Over. I think I just got a fucking wet one.
Yeah.
Must have been like, you know, you're like putting filling in the pie and you get to the bottom and it's just like all gravy and wet if you had like a bowl of it. I think I just got one of those pies.
Yeah.
It's just no structural integrity.
Yeah.
Just blew out on me.
I know the feeling, mate. Yeah,
just like my asshole after eating that pie. And a vanilla slice too, because fuck it.
Yeah, fuck it. If you're already on the train, you might as well fucking...
Might as well.
Yeah.
Yep. That played havoc with my guts. I probably had about 6 cans of Jim Beam and Coke.
Ugh.
And just so sugar, syrup, fucking all that on top of it.
Yeah.
And standing out at the gig afterwards. And I was like, can I grab a smoke, Ben? And he's like, yeah, mate, pass me a smoke. And then I was like, actually, hold that. I'll be back. So I power spewed into the garden. Came back and I was like, sorry, mate, just fucking fertilized your plants for you. And he's like, oh, did you? Well, you got in the garden though. And I was like, yeah. He's like, oh, you're doing better than fucking old mate the other week. He had like 16 beers and then he was just pissing on the front door.
Fuck.
Jesus Christ.
You serve someone 16 beers, you reap what you sow.
Oh, he's like, he does it all the time. But he's never pissed on the door like that before.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
My dad tried to piss in someone's wardrobe one time.
I've never been that drunk that I've confused other things, like confusing like a sink for a toilet or something, or like a washing machine for a dunny. Like, how are you that pissed?
Nah, I reckon it's just an excuse.
Yeah, I reckon it is.
It's like you're just drunk. You're so drunk,
you don't give a fuck. You're like, I'm going to shit in this washing machine. That's going to be funny. They're going to find this hilarious. Gav used to do it to his missus all the time. He'd fucking piss in her sock drawer or like her undies drawer beside her bed. He'd just go in, open up the drawer and just piss in there.
Why?
Because he's a fucking gronk. He's just a pisshead. Yeah.
He fucking...
I went over there and I said, oh, Gav pissed in my fucking drawer again. I was like, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. Yeah, fool me once, shame on you.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably a fetish thing. Probably
yeah,
like,
maybe. You
know, like to piss on her undies.
Yeah, marking his territory.
Yeah. Fucked up. Anyway, yeah. Good on him.
Yeah. He loves a good share of a fucking... Oh, Gav, he added me on Facebook. It's all just sharing stuff. Just fucking what sayings. Sayings, motivational sayings and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's nothing like a Peaky Blinders quote.
Or
just the guy from Peaky Blinders with just like some other fucking hyper masculine bullshit.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I can agree if you've got my back forever, otherwise you're fucking dead to me. Like, I guess I'm dead to you, bro, because I'm not fucking liking and sharing this fucking shit, you retard.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's like, fucking hell, mate. Oh, well. What are you going to do?
I've been getting some fucking funny reels, though, recently. Just like the Alice in Chains ones. The rooster.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and it's just some dude doing something retarded. It's so funny, dude. They're the best.
Mine's all fucking...
Or Creed.
Yeah.
Had the Creed reels.
Yeah.
Yeah, hold me now.
Yeah.
Because I'm 6 feet from the edge. It's so fucking... love it.
Have you seen Superhuman?
Yes.
Yeah.
Whoop whoop.
Whoop whoop.
Yeah, those, oh fuck, I've been getting them for years.
Yeah, dude. He just keeps doing it. And you know how they end every time.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is that little pig squeal. But one day he'll be in a wheelchair.
This is actually pretty big news. This is new.
Mm-hmm.
You know Miles Milson.
Yep.
Yeah, he's fucking blowing up.
Is he?
Blowing up online.
Fuck yeah, what
Mad
for?
Cunt. He's just doing these jokes about how, like, have you been... I haven't been to Hobart, but... And then whatever it is. He's done, like, 6 different ones of those, getting, like, hundreds of thousands of views. He's had, like, millions of views in the past couple of weeks.
Mad dog.
He's gone from, like, 500 to, like 4,500 as of now.
Fuck.
Probably more as of today. Like, it's just snowballing.
Man.
Yeah.
That's... pure chaos right there.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah.
Like, well, what do you do with that? I guess you just keep doing the online thing.
Yeah.
How do you do that as, like, a live show? You just get up there. Actually, he could just get the followers and just be like, I'm doing a live show, and then just get up and do whatever the fuck he wants.
Because
he had this funny fucking joke, man, back in the day about like waffle stomping the shit down the drain.
Mm-hmm.
It was so fucking... I love that shit. It's like Steve Lurch level, just like, yes, give me that.
Yeah,
I'm a fucking broken person. That's what I need to make me laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it cracks me up.
Yeah, fuck. I'd love to put a show together.
Yeah, it was just all the fucking degenerates. Yeah.
Yeah. Just.
Mm.
Fuck it, let's do it.
Absolute freak shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll do it under the no holds barred.
Yeah.
Yeah. Steve Lurch, who else?
We'll just do like comedy freak show.
Yeah.
And just, yeah, it is what it is. It's going to be fucking weird.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably Trev.
Yeah, just gets Lurch up there fucking drinking period blood and eating cum condoms.
Yeah. Trev telling stories about
eating. Have we talked about that? Have we done a pod since then?
No, we haven't.
No, I don't think we have. Last talent show, yeah. Steve gets on stage and pulls. And you didn't know this was coming either.
No.
You know. Yeah.
Nah.
He asked me, he's like, oh, this is what I'm going to do. I'm like, I can do it.
Go for it, mate. Yeah.
Pulls out a condom with something white in it.
Yeah, it looked like cum.
Yeah. I mean, there's a good chance it might have been.
It could have been. But just a joke for him.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't tell anyone that it was actual cum.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, that's just for me.
Yeah, it's just for me to take it. I'm just going to eat my own cum in front of everyone. He was throwing up in the bathroom afterwards, so maybe it was cum. Or maybe it was the two durries that he ate after he ate the cum.
Yeah, the two durries and the fucking... God damn it.
I was smelling salts.
I was fucking stitching people up big time with those smelling salts. Telling them to exhale as much as they can.
Yeah.
And then take a whiff. And you're supposed to keep the smelling salts like 6 inches from your nose.
Mm.
But I was putting it like right up to their face.
Oh, that's 6 inches.
So, yeah, it's my 6 inches. So... They're getting like a full fucking... It was like they got pepper sprayed, hey?
Oh, dude.
And everyone...
They were so strong when they were fresh. They were fucked up.
Yeah. Yeah, it fucking was ruining everyone.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, smelling salts. You can buy them on Amazon for like $25. It's good for a laugh.
Yeah. It is.
It's great for a laugh. Just like running on a stage, would you like some smelling salts?
Yeah. It's like, well, you have to do it.
Yeah.
You kind of have to do it.
The two guys in the thing, one of them was like, I've never done smelling salts, but I have done amyl.
We know.
Yeah, we can tell.
You're both very gay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was fucking cool, though.
Yeah.
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 That was sick.
They liked it.
Yeah. Came on. Yeah, everyone had a good time. That's why I reckon we should do it on a Saturday.
Mm, that would be sick.
Yeah. 1 hour show, no break.
Mm.
Probably 4 acts, 5 acts.
Yeah.
And just fucking watch the chaos.
Mm.
Probably get about 40 people in if it was a Saturday.
Yeah. Maybe we just need to rename it to like Comedy Freak Show or something like that.
Yeah.
And promote a bit more in advance.
Yeah. Yeah.
Try and move some tickets.
Yeah. Let's see what happens. We got the new material night coming up at the end of this month as well.
Yeah. Should be good.
2 weeks. So I fucking already booked all the comics.
Hmm. So should be good.
Yeah. Do you want to host?
I thought I was.
Yeah. Sweet. Good. I was like, fuck, I don't want to host. I was like, I liked it last time when I just... I mean, last time I didn't do, I only did one new bit.
Mm.
But
it was your whole work was here, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't.
I had to put on a show.
Yeah. Can't be the fucking... Can't be the gremlin of the office who also sucks at comedy.
Yeah. Yep.
That would be fucking atrocious.
Yeah.
That was even a crazy thing to do, to invite all your workmates in. I would never fucking do that.
Yeah, I know. But it could have gone really, really bad.
Yeah.
I was like, walking in on Monday... And I was like, fuck, this is going to go one of two ways. Either I'm a fucking legend and a mad dog,
yeah,
or they pull me into an office and we have a conversation about my future with the company. So walking in, and they're both there, like the two bosses. Mm. And I was like, oh. And they go, here he is. And they go, fucking Mad Dog. Like, loved it. Absolutely yeah. loved it. I was like, oh, thank Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. One of the bosses is like, you can't do any wrong this week, man. He goes, you're sweet. He goes, you can fucking, yeah, there's not a mistake you could make that wouldn't, you wouldn't get away with this week. So I was like, all
right. Cool. Because I'm doing coke off my desk all day.
Yeah.
I'd be so, like, fucking Mad Dog, go on then.
Yeah. Fucking. I fucking Adam yesterday, just in front of everyone.
Oh, yeah, he's such a fucking clown.
I was like, fucking hell, man. Yeah, let's talk about this highly illegal activity in front of everyone. He's like, oh, there's no narcs here? Like, yeah, but I probably don't need people like I deal with in a professional capacity knowing my personal business. What are you talking about, mate? He's like, oh.
What do you mean in a professional capacity? There was only comedians there.
You never know, mate.
What do you mean?
You never know.
There's no one there that's going to give a shit.
Yeah, probably.
It's just a weird thing to do.
Yeah.
To be like, oi.
Yeah. We can't even talk
in
about it.
In front of everyone.
In front of everyone.
Yeah. Just, yeah. When you've got the person aside for a second, be like, oi, I'll sort you out with that.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. Oh, well. We can't give anyone shit about not being subtle.
Yeah, I know. I'm the worst for it.
Yeah, what'd you send me today? Oh, my phone's over there. You're like, you can leave now.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, thanks, can I? Fucking tard.
I was in the middle of a conversation.
Yeah.
Like, I was just trying to, like, quickly message you.
Yeah, yeah. And I was like, just let it go. Apparently, I had until right now. Yeah. It's just like, man, I could have taken that the wrong way.
If you didn't know, I was autistic.
Oh, yeah. I was chatting with the boys and I was like, fucking Mitch. Like, what's he done? I was like, just sent me this. And they're like, oh, yeah. And Tanya's like, yeah, it's just he's very direct and autistic. And I'm aware.
Mate, he causes so much, like... causes me so many issues because I'm, yeah, very direct. At work, I got a review from a customer.
Mm.
It was exactly that. Very direct and to the point, but...
Didn't like it.
But, like, got the job done.
Mm.
Like, I'm like, yeah, fucking this, and this. Oh, yeah, no worries.
Mm.
Like, well, where the fuck is it? Like, oh. Come on, mate.
Mm.
Yeah, so...
Got to play the game a bit, mate.
Fuck. It feels like
trying to get pussy.
I feel like...
Direct. Do you want to fuck?
Look, I feel like everyone's direct with me.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, people...
Well, we have to be because you're retarded.
Yeah, because I fucking will misunderstand.
Fucking, we're going to try and troll someone on Reddit scenario.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I will fucking, like, I don't get upset if you're direct with me.
Yes, like, you do. You're like, what, do you think I'm retarded?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yes, I do now. Now I have to be super specific with instructions. You're like, what, are you treating me like an idiot? Like I'm some sort of spastic? Yes, I am. Because
it's not what I said.
Because of what happened.
I doubt I would have said that because I'm not going to phrase a question in a way that is immediately available for you to be like, well, yes, exactly, that's what I think.
Yeah, yeah. Not in those okay, words. Yeah. Yeah.
No, I was no just having fun.
Me.
I was just like, you're like, here, do this thing.
Yeah.
And then I did exactly what you said. You're like, no, I meant like be subtle about it, cunt. I'm like, oh, well, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Be more specific.
Yeah.
Direct.
10 years in the military.
Yeah.
That's what that brought me.
It just reminded me of that thing where it's like how to make a sandwich. And then it's like step one, open the peanut butter. Step two, put the knife in the peanut butter. And then the guy just like puts the knife in the peanut butter, like directly in there.
Yeah.
Or the other one's like, go to the store, Oh, fuck, how does that one go? It's like grab 12 eggs and if they have milk, get two.
Yeah.
So he comes back with two eggs. It's like they had milk. Yeah. Like, that's fucking Mitch.
Oh, man.
I just did what you told me to do. Like, I know that, but...
Dude, I did... I recently did a Cert 4, and in the assignment, I kept misinterpreting the questions incorrectly.
Oh, yeah.
So I get the question wrong. I'm like, well, I thought you meant this, and like, well, we don't.
But like, if it was that, I would have been right.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not
like,
what it was.
Yeah, but they're like, well, that's not you're my still fault. Wrong. And then you
should have been more direct.
Then you get down to like your final like assessment where like, oh, if you fail this, you got to redo the course. I was like, all right, I'll fucking do it your way then, cunts. Mm. Like, off you go.
Yeah.
See you later.
Mm-hmm.
But now I've got two cert fours.
Nice.
Does that mean I'm a doctor now?
Nah.
Because two cert fours should equal a cert eight.
Yeah.
And a cert eight, I feel like, is a doctorate.
I feel like this is, you know how they have like girl logic and boy logic?
Yeah.
This is like TARD logic.
Yeah.
If I do enough TAFE courses,
yeah,
surely someone will hire me.
Yeah.
You've already got a job, so you're sweet.
Yeah.
Unlike me, fuck.
Yeah. When are you going to get a job? Yeah. When are you going to get a job?
I have a job. I'm working here tonight.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Mm.
Your dad asked me, he's like, why don't you get Ethan a job?
Ah, oh, fuck.
And I was like, yeah, me and Ethan couldn't work together like in a professional capacity like that.
It's just hard enough to do a podcast.
Yeah, like, we're already like fucking joined at the hip with all of the comedy and all of that shit. I'm like, we don't need to be working together 8 hours a day.
Yeah.
I'm like, it'd just end badly.
Oh, he keeps hitting me with, like, you should do, like, weddings. Like, you should be a celebrant. You're good on the mic. You should be a celebrant. I'm like, fuck me. Could it be any act worse at being a celebrant than me?
Yeah, with a fucking mohawk.
Yeah. It's like, oh, you can fucking play guitar in a death metal band. You ever thought of doing weddings? I don't think I'm... the fucking right man for the job, to be quite honest.
Yeah. What is a full-time job you reckon you could do?
Oh, geez, I don't know. I don't think I would do well anywhere, to be honest. Yeah. Like, if I have to, it would have to be, like, flexible hours.
Yeah.
It'd have to be, like, here's your work for the week, and this is what we expect you to get done, and you can do it however you want to do it, whatever hours you want to do, just as long as that work gets done.
Yeah.
And it'd have to be something that I enjoy doing. I could do like editing or like something like that.
Yeah.
I would do that, but I probably wouldn't like it.
Yeah.
But I could do it.
Yeah.
But if it's like you have to get up at this alarm at this time and fucking go in and do this shit, I fucking hate that shit.
Yeah.
Drives me up the wall. It's like, why can't I just come in an hour later? Because I had to have a shit and a wank that morning, and you know, I had shit on.
Mm.
And I'll stay back an hour. No, that's not how businesses work. They close, they operate on certain hours, and you got to fucking be there.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm fucked if this ends.
I don't think they're going anywhere.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm trying real hard to promo the shows and do the marketing and shit.
Yeah.
Trying to keep this fucker afloat.
Yeah.
Last Friday was good. Went better.
Yeah.
Friday before was dog shit. Don't know what happened there. Just can never pick it.
Yeah, some, like, Fridays, man, is already a tough sell.
Sometimes you're just going to have a shit time.
Mm.
Like, you know, you go to the gym every week. Some weeks are going to be better than others.
Yeah.
But it's you got to be consistent. Keep putting in that consistent fucking effort.
Yeah.
So that people know that, you know, for this place at least, they know it exists.
Yeah.
And it's just always in people's faces. It's just like, oh, yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah.
It's always happening there.
It's always running.
Yeah. Because, yeah, as soon as you stop with that sort of shit,
like
if we stopped putting reels up if we stopped putting up promos for the shows and shit like that, then it's yeah, it's not good. People forget about you.
Yeah, you want to be in the zeitgeist.
Yeah, and comedy's, at least on my social media, like comedy's always a fucking thing.
Mm.
Always popping up.
Yeah.
It's just always there. So if there's like a comedy club, oh, there's a reel from that place. And there's like this rule that, and we're not doing it here, but there's like a certain amount of percentage of shit that you put out that's just supposed to be entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
And then people do like 90-10, where it's like 90% entertainment and 10% selling whatever they're trying to sell.
Yeah.
So that's what a lot of influencers and shit do.
Yeah.
Because as soon as you get hit with the ad, you're just like, ah, this fucking cunt.
Yeah.
I've seen so many people do it.
And yeah.
It's like, yeah, I understand the fucking struggle. Like, you need to make money to fucking live. But, yeah, I think it was like, you know, the Fairbairn Films guys?
Yep.
They were doing, like, product placements and shit like that. And as soon as you see that, you're just like, ugh.
Yeah. Who don't like it?
Yeah, I fucking hate it, man. As soon as I see it, I'm just off someone straight away. It's like, you've got millions of followers. You're selling out shows and tours around the country. Do you really need the extra 10, 20 grand from whatever the fuck that is? Yeah, I get it. It's like a huge chunk of cash. But like, if you can get away with it, if it's like that ratio, like 90 to 10, but it probably doesn't even have to be that much. Probably like 5% of it can be that. Like, you can get away with a couple here and there. But yeah, just no good.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, this podcast has only ever had one sponsor, and we don't push it. But if someone offered us 20 grand to be like, hey, do you want to do a sports bet at?
Oh, fuck yeah.
I'm like, fucking oath. I hate sports bet ads. Like, I hate all betting ads. I think they should be outlawed. But,
but we don't have followers.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Like
50 degenerates that listen to this.
Yeah, and we love every one of them.
Yeah.
They're fucking mad dogs.
Yeah.
That's why we keep doing it. That's why we're 170 fucking episodes in or whatever we're up to.
Yeah.
We keep doing it for you guys.
If someone came and was like, here's a shitload of money, I would just put it back into the pod. And
yeah.
Just put it towards ads and shit to like
get
the pod out there a bit more so that we can get proper cancelled and never have to work a job again.
Yeah, that'd be sick.
Yeah.
Well, I've already established I can't get cancelled from my job.
Yeah.
Like, I asked customers at a show if, well, I said some fucking horrifically racist things to some work colleagues. And then I fucking had customers turn up to a show and I was like, hey, just ask the wife, I'm like, oh, do you finger your husband?
Yeah.
And they're in the office the next week. I'm like, oh, we recognize you from somewhere. I'm like, fuck. So I had to change my name.
Yeah.
That was like the most
pussy move you've ever done. I would think so.
It was fucking genius though. Because you can, nah, dude, it was would have been so awkward.
Who cares? You're just playing up how much you don't care. And then you're like, oh, fuck.
Sorry.
I gotta change my name.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense. That's not adding
up. Yeah. Well, it's not for me. It wasn't. I don't care personally.
Mm.
It's for the business that hired me.
Yeah, well.
More than anything.
They know what they're getting into.
I didn't tell them that I was a comedian in the fucking interview.
Yeah, well, it's not like a fucking, you're not going for a firearm.
No.
Have you ever had bad thoughts?
They Googled me.
Yeah.
They saw me and Ben's pod. Fat chicks go harder. She was like, yeah, that was the first thing that popped up on Google when I Googled your name. I was like, oh, fuck.
Nice.
I was like, whoops.
They do go harder.
Yeah. Yeah, we were actually pro fat chick.
Yeah.
We were. Like, they work harder.
Yeah.
They do. If you Google me now, I wonder what comes up.
Mm.
Hopefully not. Mitchell Coyne obituary.
Oh, that's not good. Yeah. Don't get KFC on the way home.
Yeah, no. Nah.
That's a warning.
Nah, I think it's, yeah, it's all cleaned up now.
So nice.
That's all right. Which is good. I don't have to worry about it. What happens if you search my stage name, Mitch Joseph?
Do, 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 do.
Footballer dad never met daughter. Yeah.
So nothing. You're an unknown comedian. I'm an unknown comedian. Where you want to be.
I've gone backwards.
Yeah. Google my name. What comes up? Convicted pedophile.
Yeah. Ethan Bentley Digital.
Ew. Don't know what that is.
Yeah. This F slur.
Oh, yeah. Well, nothing of merit.
Oh, yeah. Old mate Bentley Instagram. You come up there.
That's sweet.
Yeah. Apparently, there's a guy who plays for the Western Jets named
Ethan Give Bentley. Us a follow. Here's what we do. We should start doing this every episode. For our followers, if you've listened to this dribble and gotten this far into the episode, if everyone just tells one person, you need to listen to this fucking retarded podcast. And sell it like that. You need to listen to this fucking retarded podcast.
Yeah.
Of these two spastics. Sometimes they have guests on. If Mitch does his fucking job.
Yeah.
He hasn't this week. But that's all right.
He hasn't for the last couple of weeks, actually. Yeah. He's been a little bit busy.
Yeah.
It paid off, though. My bank account's full of zeros.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's what we want.
Yeah.
Just all zeros.
Yeah.
Yeah, just tell someone about the pod. Word of mouth. That's how we spread this shit.
Yeah.
I'm not paying for a fucking ad. I'll put the clips out because I think they're funny.
Yeah.
If something funny that happens on the pod, obviously this episode there's not going to be a clip. No. There's been nothing of value.
Yeah.
Said so far.
It's pretty good that we've been able to talk for 51 minutes straight. We've just
been dribbling shit.
Yeah.
For 50 minutes.
If one thing is we're good at that.
Yeah. Like, just don't stop.
Yeah.
There's no more dead air unless Mitch is Googling our names to see if we're going to fucking be known. But we're not. So tell people. Tell your mates. Spread the word. The fucking Sunday service, that's done. Bradley's thrown in the towel.
Has he?
Oh, I haven't heard an episode in fucking ages. He's been a big gay bitch.
His co-host left, went and started another podcast with someone else.
Yeah, moved now they're away. Doing the Big Send.
The Big Send.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Go check that out too.
Yeah. It is actually a funny podcast.
Yeah. Well,
seen some clips.
Taylor's on it, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the only reason I'm listening.
Yeah.
I hope whoever.
Taylor's found someone else to do all the work on a podcast.
Yeah. Can you be like Taylor and be funny?
No.
And riff a bit?
No. When I riff, it gets offensive quickly.
Yeah, that's
racist.
Good. Oh, who cares?
Yeah.
What are you worried about?
Ah, losing my job.
You just were saying that you were racist to your colleagues. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was bragging about all that money I've got, but it's not actually my money either. So.
Right.
Just holding it for someone. I'm running a laundering scheme.
Yeah, sweet.
It's all right.
Just moving around the dollars.
Yeah, just fucking.
Shifting some units.
Yeah, just fucking.
Which is what Mitch calls getting out of bed. Just shifting a unit.
I'm down 5 kegs.
You are fucking looking a bit more trim, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Losing weight. So all those reels I've been looking at, just my fucking fat head. Just
Dude, the reels from me from like a year ago, fucking horrific.
Yeah, you look like you had cancer, dude.
Dude, yeah, because I had a parasite draining me.
Yeah. Yeah, that was fucking crazy.
Yeah. That will fuck your shit up.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Fuck. Maybe that's what you need. That'll help you lose weight.
Tell you to stop being a crazy bitch.
Yeah, get a psycho girlfriend.
Nah, fuck that. Fuck that. I'd rather be fat.
Yeah. Fat and happy.
Yeah, fat and happy.
That's what I'm aiming for.
Yeah.
This year or next year. Yeah. Fat and happy even.
Yeah. Well, it's a good segue. It's my entire new set is talking about losing weight, but it's not worth it. Like, I haven't been more miserable. Like, it's interfering with my comedy. It's fucking. Yeah. I'm hungry all the time. I'm irritable. Oh, fucking, dude. You go to the gym, and this gym is fucking awesome. If you're looking for a gym around Newcastle that you want to go to, highly recommend Pinpoint Athlete.
Yeah, right. They're going to sponsor the pod.
I can ask them.
Yeah, let's hit them up.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
You want to sponsor the pod?
That can be at least one of your jobs.
getting sponsorship.
Get sponsors for the pod.
Yeah.
That's a tough sell.
It is a tough sell,
man. If you can
man.
Sell that, you can sell ice to an Eskimo.
Yeah, dude. It is hard. Oh, what do you talk about? Oh, just shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
You don't mention what we talk about. You evade the question like a politician, and you're like, it's just, you know, we're local comics at the comedy club, and we talk about the comedy scene.
Yeah.
You don't go into any details. You just dodge and weave.
Yeah. Yeah. They look us up, and they see Steve Lurch's clip. Yeah. Like, oh.
Oh, no.
But it did 150,000 views.
It did, so you can't argue with results. That's that could have had your business logo on it. You could have had 150,000 views.
Yeah.
Being like, this episode brought to you by Pinpoint, whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
Good ad read, Ethan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no more free ad reads.
Yeah. So.
Or we go in there and blackmail them and say, if you don't give us money, we will put your business
on the podcast.
On our podcast clips and say that we're sponsored by you.
Yeah.
And then get sued for defamation, which is a recurring theme on this podcast.
Yeah. We've been threatened with lawsuits.
Yeah, I've had one. Little lawsuit threat. Who cares?
That just means you're doing your job right.
That's right. It's fucking. Yeah. That's what happened with Isaac. He got threatened, taken to court.
He got taken to the Human Rights Commission.
Yeah.
Doing the biggest troll ever.
Yeah, that's so funny.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Just.
And it's fine. Nothing happened.
No, it's fine because it's a Human Rights Commission. It's like you can't. If you can't fucking bring Chairman Mao in, who killed millions of people. We've actually got people walking around.
Up to date reference.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right.
There is a couple of wars going on.
Yeah, yeah. If you can't get Genghis Khan.
Comparing Butterfield to Genghis Khan.
Yeah, or fucking Netanyahu.
More like Genghis Khan.
More like Genghis Khan. He got some shit done, dude. For a fat dude with gout, he got some shit done.
Sure did.
Yeah. But just taking fucking Butterfield. It'd be even funnier if it was just a ploy and he did it to himself. Incredible marketing.
Yeah.
Yeah. What should we do to get taken to the Human Rights Commission? Kidnap Elliot?
Yeah, that would probably do it. That's more than fucking telling an Aboriginal joke. Yeah. Kidnapping a small child.
Yeah. He's a petite man.
It's just words. Like, you could make all the fucking jokes about Israel, Palestine, Russia, Ukraine. You could fucking say what you want. It's like you haven't done anything.
Yeah, it's not impinging on anyone's human right.
I'm not dropping bombs on anyone. There's literally people dropping bombs on people as we speak.
Yeah.
And we're like, I'm upset at that joke.
Yeah.
It's like, weren't you down at the rally the other day? Same people that are upset about that are like, also, this guy told a bad joke.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Yeah. You blocked traffic for 3 hours.
Yeah.
Like, what about those people's human rights? You got to get to work. Yeah. Tell you what though, dude. So looking to move into town. And just the fucking traffic, like school holidays just gone. Like
brutal.
Took Tanya over an hour to get home. And some fucking motorbike rider had crashed and had to get airlifted out. And I was just like, fucking cunt.
Yeah, it should have been going faster.
Yeah. If you're going to do it right.
Yeah.
At least I know my time was worth it, you know?
Yeah.
Just evil thoughts, but also don't drive like a fuckwit.
Yeah.
Fucking just slow down.
Either slow down or speed the fuck up.
That's the problem. If anyone's, they're either going 10Ks under or 10Ks over.
Yeah.
So there's people getting overtaken by 20 kilometers an hour, which is dangerous. And it's you can't fucking win in that area because it's and then you go to single lanes and everyone's doing 20 under. It's because people don't know how to read speed signs.
Yep.
It kills me.
Oh, you'll be done with that soon.
With any luck.
Fuck, I was right. I did. Oh, you hung around at the Stag till the end last Wednesday.
Yep.
Yeah. That new gear I was doing about getting videos of industrial accidents in China.
Oh, yeah.
Someone's always getting caught up in a lathe. Or
yeah, dude. Yeah, the whole idea that, like, we should be surprised that COVID came, like, came leaked from a lab.
Yeah.
It's like, they don't believe in guardrails.
Yeah. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. They probably don't even wear rubber gloves in that lab.
Just watched a woman the other day get her arm pressed into spaghetti by, like, a hydraulic press.
Oh, yeah.
She, like, puts her hand over it to, like, grab something, and then it just goes down.
Yeah.
And then she's like, oh, fuck. I'm like, it's the release. It comes up, and their arm's just like, there.
Oh.
Like, oh, God.
Dude.
That can kill you, too, even if it's just your arm.
Yeah. Yeah, you go into shock.
Shock and the blood.
Yeah.
Blood loss.
Yeah.
It's fucking mega bruising, blood clots from it.
Mm-hmm.
Can fuck you up.
Yep. Yeah.
Not good.
No, the laves that turn people into pink mist are always good because it doesn't look like they're really spinning that fast.
Yeah.
But you spin for long enough.
Yeah, your body will just come apart.
Yeah.
And then they're like, no, it was a bat. Like, I'm meant to believe that. Oh, and I'm racist because I believe that too.
Yeah.
Because China doesn't have good safety standards. Yeah. I didn't know that was a racial stereotype. I thought we just all knew that China's safety standards are a little bit fucked up.
Yeah.
Because I've seen a lot of videos.
Yeah.
Come round to my house. I'll show them to you. We'll have a laugh.
Such a great premise. Yeah.
It's fucked.
Yeah. I went into this weird fucking, my algorithm will take me weird places. There was one where it was just, they film a sweatshop. And it's just people in a sweatshop and one Asian lady walking around and just watching them the entire day to make sure they're doing it. And I'm like,
fucking hell.
Why am I watching this? Like, why are we celebrating this right now?
That's crazy, dude.
Fuck, dude. Like,
and then you just see a news article of, like, Chinese boss murdered in sweatshop factory, and you're like, oh, what? They're a bit crazy over there. It's like, no, they were fucking enslaved for, like, years of their life, and they just snapped one day and went, fuck dude. It. It's gonna
end. Did you hear how they were trying to, like, protest the lockdowns in China?
Yeah, and they were, like, welding them into their apartments and shit like that. Yeah.
They were just screaming.
Mm.
Just walking around China. And you just hear people screaming.
Mm.
They had to, like, release a public thing, like, please stop screaming. Like, fuck you. Let me out of my house, cunt.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, dude. It's wild.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's the pod.
Yeah. You got any new shit you're working on, or?
Well, just this new gear I'm rolling. That story about my mate getting fingered at the hospital too, that's pretty funny.
Fingered at the hospital?
Yeah, did you hear that one?
You did on Wednesday?
Yeah.
Yeah, you had a good set.
Yeah. Yeah, it was all... but yeah, true story. He's told me, he's like, yeah, I was in the hospital. He was like, dislocated his shoulder. He's like 21 at the time.
Mm.
He's just like, yeah, I fucking... They checked my prostate. And I was like, what? He's like, yeah, they just walked up, checked my prostate. I'm like, fuck, dude, that is a crazy way to find out they read your chart wrong, isn't it? Mm. He's like, oh, fuck, maybe they did. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, both hands on my shoulders.
Yeah, that old one. And the Kari Kari flags. Just talking about how in Kari Kari, the main street has flags telling you not to do domestic violence.
Mm, yeah.
So... Yeah.
I saw one the other day. It was like some like Palestinian protester with the flag, and they're like, why do you need the flag? And then, oh, fuck, I'm butchering this. I don't know how it goes. Fucking hell. It was basically like, you don't need a flag. It was like a constant reminder of fucking who you are or some shit. Anyway... It was funny when I saw it.
We'll take your word for it, man.
That was retarded. What a way to end.
It's all right. Tyler can edit it out.
Nah, fuck it. Leave it
in. He covers enough of my retardation.
I don't care. We should bring a fucking street joke onto the fucking podcast.
Oh, yeah. Doing that.
Yeah.
Because
then we can do it as a clip.
Yeah. Like every other fucking podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they just, those street jokes, man.
Yeah, they just go off.
They fucking,
They love it.
It's retarded. But it just crushes the algorithm. They're just like, yeah. Oh, we've never heard this before.
Yeah.
It's like the one I did on the talent show about the two Jews that have retired. Do you remember that one?
No.
There's two Jews laying on a beach. Both of them are retired. One Jew says to the other Jew, oh, you look a bit young. What did you do to be able to retire so early? And he goes, oh, you wouldn't believe it. My factory burned down. And I collected all the insurance money. And instead of building a new factory, I was just able to retire early. He's like, oh, that's interesting. He's like, how did you retire early? He's like, oh, you wouldn't believe it. Same sort of thing. Hurricane came through, wiped out my factory, collected the insurance money, and then didn't build a new factory. I was able to retire early. And he's like, oh, that's interesting. How do you start a hurricane?
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought so.
Yeah.
No. I really want to do the open mic for Halloween here. Hopefully I'm back for that.
Yeah.
But actually, I'll jump on today. I'm going to order like a Jewish yarmulke with like the things and like a witch nose.
Yeah.
To go with it. And obviously, based on that impression that I just did, I need to work on a Jewish accent.
Yeah, you need to work on it.
Yeah. It sounds like a fucking, like a vampire almost. Like I'm doing like a, ooh, I want to suck your blood.
Yeah.
Because it is similar to that, I think.
Yeah, it is.
A little bit, but it's less like, instead of like want, they say vaunt if it's like the fucking vampire thing.
Yeah.
But you just have to be more complaining about like, oh, you want.
Yeah, more nasally.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like Dracula, if he had a sinus issue.
Yeah.
His nose, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, that's the pod.
Yeah.
Fucking.
Got it done.
Yeah.
Good shit.
Get around us. We're
tell your
here.
Mates.
Tell your mates.
Spread the word.
Fucking.
Spread your butthole.
Yeah, definitely that. We are doing the new material night on the 30th of October. If you are an open micer and you are interested in coming in and doing a 10-minute set, start turning up to the Stag and Hunter on the first and third Wednesday of every month.
And don't bomb.
I pick the best act for the month based off the sets there. And you can come have a 10-minute set at the Newcastle Comedy Club. You don't get paid, though. I don't. In my defense, I don't get paid either.
And I'm hosting.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I don't get paid either.
Yeah. So.
But if money starts rolling around, yes, the acts will get paid.
If we start getting crowds, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll share the love.
So hit me up on Instagram, Mitch Joseph, comedian, or old mate Bentley. Cool. Love yous. Bye.
Bye. Mwah.